Yeah. Can I share the joke
Please.
That I thought of in light of the pudding joke you shared? Okay. I said the real... Have you seen the Tim Burton Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yes.
Okay. My joke was the real chocolate factory was the bed the parents were sleeping in. It's like one of my... I love that joke so much.
And who is that for? This man's got a tight five. Let's get him on stage. Come on, go, 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 go.
That one joke. Has anyone seen the Tim Burton chart? Yeah. That's.
And just stand there
vulgar.
And wait.
Yeah.
You know how Harper Lee wrote one book, and like that's how she was famous.
That's my one joke.
That's your one joke. You just stand there, stare.
The Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Oh my God.
Joke. Anyway, so the thing I wanted to share is that I was recently home. And
congratulations.
My succession came up with my parents.
Okay.
And you know how I've been like, I haven't even told my mom about this podcast.
Yes.
She, when I was, we were just talking about Succession casually, and I was like, yeah, season 4 is going to be the last one. And she was like, I heard that. And then she was like, are you still going to do your little podcast?
Yes, a mother knows.
Just the fact that she called it your little podcast. I was like, come on, mom. I don't think she's listened to it though, because she's like, it's just you, right? And I'm like, no.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I'm doing it with my friend Christian.
Pretty hard to miss. Yeah. My presence on the podcast.
I know. I was like, yeah, no, it's definitely not just me. So I don't think she's actually listened to it.
I think you could say with standard
confidence,
certainty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So.
Congratulations. You don't even have to come out with this podcast anymore.
I know.
And she's not going to listen to this
episode.
No,
she's not. It's fine. It's fine. I don't think she would like the podcast. Well, maybe she would.
For sure.
She's sure not going to get this far into it.
My friend Allie just started the podcast, and she was like, I can't believe you started with that story of your 21st birthday, because she was one of the people who saw me piss naked.
I know. That's like one of the first things we say on this podcast.
She was in the room where it happened. So, Allie, if you've made it this far, congratulations.
I feel like people are only, like, it's just growing more.
Yeah.
Like, which is not what
sweet.
I expected, but thanks for listening.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Yeah. It's so sweet. And leaving nice reviews and spreading it positively.
Right. And you're listening.
Or negatively. Maybe everyone's hate listening to this. In
I know.
Which case, come on in.
Come on in. Thanks. Well, welcome to Suck Off.
Suck Off.
On that note.
Mass in the Time of War.
Yeah.
Season 3, episode 2.
Crazy title. Crazy long title.
Crazy, like, long episode, and not long in terms of length.
Yeah.
That was very Greg-ism. It was just like a bottle episode, and so it just felt
like... It's not one of my favorite episodes, I'm going to be
you
honest.
You hate a bottle episode of Succession.
I don't like a bottle... Well, okay, it's not even that. I don't like this episode because it doesn't seem as like... It's like they hired a different writer's room. Like, it seems like a different group. There's like... Maybe it was one of their first episodes shooting together again, and it was like, it's been so long with the pandemic, like... It just, there was like a self-awareness to it that I don't like.
Listen, for me, this is one of the most quotable episodes.
It's quotable.
It is very necessary, I think, in terms of why Shiv, Roman, and Connor wouldn't go with Kendall.
Incredibly necessary.
Because we need to set that up for like the rest of the season to happen. Because if they could have made it like all three of them, or all four of them, sorry, Connor, get together and like zap Logan and we deal with the fallout. But like, I can see why narratively it's not as interesting for them to do it right now, because they stand to make a lot still hanging out with Logan.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's not clear that Kendall's actually going to be the path forward, which is illuminated in this episode.
Right.
Yeah, I think you're kind of right. Like, did we need an hour for that?
Yeah, it's not even like, because I agree, it's like an incredibly necessary episode, and it's once it gets going,
it
like,
gets going.
It like, gets going.
The first 20 minutes, I honestly was like half paying attention, like making
it's
spaghetti.
It's a really weak start. It doesn't. I will say it. I don't think Brian Cox is very good in this. He doesn't get good in this season for a while. Like, he kind of is.
Fuck you.
Damn. I'm just like, he seems a little checked out and like playing a parody of Logan.
I'm about to eat dick for 3 hours straight. So yes, I think he just like is a man beaten down.
He is a man.
Because he's not
down.
Winning, you know?
Yeah.
And he's not like, he's when he's confident with a plan, like he's got this fire in his eyes and he can go for it. But like, I think he's, it's hard, I think, to act other than being painted in a corner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't agree with you. I think
that's
you're
fair.
Lying.
That's fair.
For attention.
That's fair. Well. I'm going to say something that's really going to upset you.
Go for
and
it.
I want to start it by saying he has some amazing lines, some of the funniest lines in the show in this episode.
Let's hear it.
But I think Kieran Culkin is kind of annoying this episode.
Really?
He does two different impressions of characters. And I'm like, that's not Roman. He doesn't just
What's it? He does Shiv. Who else does he do?
And then he does Kendall. When he's talking about Kendall and he's like, Kendall. And I'm like, stop, man. Stop. You don't do that. That's not Roman.
You know what? I guess as someone who's 95% Roman, according to the Succession quiz, you are the authority on it. So what do I have to say?
He wouldn't do that. It's like he's playing. It's like he's like, this one's for the Succession fans. This is the Shiv face. And I'm like.
And the Shiv. Well, listen, I'm a Succession fan and it was for me and I enjoyed it. What's true. Wrong with that?
I'm a Succession fan.
I wrote it I down know. How much I enjoyed it.
Oh my. Okay. I was like. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe you're right, because I'm.
I think it's just taste in what I think is funny.
You're the film critic who's invited to things, and I'm the Philistine who enjoys Steven Universe.
It's the self awareness that annoys me, because I'm like, we know what we're watching.
Interesting.
I don't know. That's not a strong argument for that, but I
could definitely like. See where you're coming from, because again, this is not my favorite episode either. I'm not gonna like defend this one. Now, that first hospital episode of season 1, episode 2, you are dumb for not liking. This one, I'm kind of on your team. Like, I understand, because it's Succession is just people talking in rooms all the time. Mm-hmm. But this one was like, since everybody's so unsure of what they're gonna do, it's not necessarily that interesting because no moves are being made. Like episode 1, like we're still sort of planting everything here.
Yeah, it's tough because there are things about this episode. I think the room. Where a lot of this episode takes place in is brilliant. The
being fact Sophie's fucking room, a teenage girl's room.
And that they slowly, like, sort of move into it. Like, eventually they just cut to Shiv and she's, like, holding the stuffed toy. And then Roman's in, like, that weird chair.
Yeah.
It's like they slowly just, like, get more childish. Yeah. It's so great.
It's good.
And they storm off like they're, like, kids again. Mm-hmm. Like, they just, like, storm out of the room. Mm-hmm. It's so, like... They bring them back down to that level, and trying to talk about overthrowing the empire in a child's room is just genius. It's like the perfect decision.
It's everything.
Yeah. We're getting a little ahead of ourselves, though.
The first very quotable line of the episode is when Greg calls Tom. Mm-hmm. Tom calls Greg. Yeah. First of all, and Greg is like, this isn't Tom's number. And he's like, yes, I'm a clever genius.
Yeah.
And he's like, listen, man, are you at Kendall's house? Like, are you with Kendall? And Greg's like, I don't know what I am. And then Tom says, Logan's going to fire a million spiders down your dicky.
I've never heard a penis be referred to as dicky before.
And that's now like that's all
new
I can say.
To me. Yeah, it's insane.
A million spiders down your dicky. It's like in Fleabag when she's like, you're a, you know, self-centered, pompous, like asshole only does it, da, 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 and you're a weaky. I feel like that's kind of what happened in his mind. Yeah. But he doesn't get to turn to the camera and say, damn it.
No, yeah. They should have one time where they turn to the camera in the final scene. Someone should turn to the camera.
You're like, you get that?
You're like, whoa, this whole time?
What is also happening during this episode is Logan does not know where his children are.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sort of still strategizing boringly because he doesn't know what to do next. They're in, where are they? Bosnia?
Yeah, Bosnia.
Because Tom's like, the Bosnians want us to leave.
Yep.
Great line. Meanwhile, the kids are, like we said, strategizing whether or not they do want to take down Logan. I mean, like, you could go over each character and each, like, reason why they do or don't want to.
Yeah.
Connor was pretty, just, like, dunked on again by Logan. Because Logan pops Connor a phone call and is like, hey, son, you're still on my team, right? I know I just yelled at you on the boat, called you a fucking worthless piece of shit nobody.
How's Operation Thumb Twiddle going or something like that?
Yeah, well, that's what Connor said.
Connor calls it that, yeah.
Because Logan even forgets Connor's with them when he's assigning, like, locations of where to go. And he was like, oh, Connor, you go watch everything else.
Yeah, it's sad.
It's just like, ow.
Well, that's why that's such a weird scene, because it ends with him kind of like, I can't tell if Logan's like a little guilty or something.
No, it's like 100% manipulative and Connor sees right through it. Like, it's just a bad play. It's not successful.
Yeah.
And if even Connor can see through Logan manipulating him, like, damn, you've sunk to a new low, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
So it was definitely trying to be like, sweetie pie, Connor, you're still my number one boy, right? And Connor's like, no, I'm fucking not. Yeah.
I honestly read it as Logan in a very, like, desperate position. Yeah. You know? I feel like this is one of the first episodes we see how much he actually does rely on his children. Mm-hmm. And how much, like, how he uses them, for that matter. Like, they're not really, he doesn't want them around out of, like, love or family. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, they're crucial to the business. And when they're not around in this, you really see it how they are.
Kind of yeah. shows how much power they do have. This whole episode's yeah. about how fucking hard it is to unionize. Right? Because, like, yeah. if all of them came together, like, every single character says it, they could absolutely they take did, out Logan.
Yeah. yeah. Which the, is, it is crazy. Like, yeah, you kind of see that. And they can't seem to do it because
they can't work out the logistics. They who's yeah. going to be in charge? What happens to the family trust if none of us are, you know, have voting power in the
yeah.
fucking whatever? Like, what does Sandy pick then? What happens?
I feel like it's part that and part, like, swayed by outside sources. Like, I feel like mm-hmm. the phone call that Roman makes with Jerry, and where she's like, I think you should stick with me. Mm-hmm. She kind of holds the power over Roman, especially, I mean, we're skipping all around, but, like, there's, like, a thing with them earlier where she, like, brings him on and calls him her apprentice and yeah. whatever, and it's, yeah. like, I think he really likes being under Jerry and feels, like, very secure in that spot, so she kind of, I don't want to say manipulates, but definitely, like, takes him out of the Kendall thing. And then Connor, I think, do you think it's the donuts that sent him back, or was it just, like,
I think watching the entire episode play out, right, from mm-hmm. Connor's perspective, he's watching the three kids who work at Waystar
yeah.
try and work out what the future's going to be. Kendall's going to be the CEO.
Yep.
Roman and Shiv don't want to work for him. Like, question mark about the family trust. And he watches each of them, like, Shiv say something horribly mean to Roman for no reason, and yeah. Connor's the only one that goes out to, like, console him.
Yeah.
He watches Kendall say just bizarre shit to Shiv right. and is, like, weird and sexist. So I think Connor, like, takes all that, and he also is like, I'm a national figure, I can't yeah. zap my dad. So it's ultimately somehow a little bit selfish. I don't think it's the donuts. I think he was just, like, thinking about it and watches all of them freak out over the yeah. donuts, and he was like, yeah, this is psychotic. I'm not doing this.
Yeah. Yeah, Kendall really does, like, cuss him out.
Because he sees how childish all three of them are, and he's yeah. like, yeah, I don't know if, like,
he's the eldest son. He's right?
We probably could take down dad, but now, what, us fucking kids are going to run this?
Yeah.
No, I don't think
definitely
that's
not going to be president right. under Kendall. And I feel like Shiv, we're like, skipping ahead to the end of the episode.
We'll do it character by character, though.
Yeah.
Like, why does each character say no?
Right. Shiv, I feel like it's just because Roman says no. I feel like if Roman was in on it, she would, of course, be in on it.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, like, in her face when Roman says no, that she's kind of like, wait, why? Because she has that call with Tom, and she's kind of like, it's like she just, like, I don't know. But she, like, is so excited about the fact that she could maybe be the new mm-hmm. CEO. Which also, that's, we're going to talk about that phone call scene next to the Jerry scene. Because it's, like, so good. But, yeah, I feel like Shiv is really excited about this idea. But then Roman's kind of the...
Tell me the side-by-side. So, well, Shiv is on the... Like, they both excuse themselves, Shiv and Roman.
Yes.
To go make a private phone call to think over what Kendall yes. has said to them.
Yeah. It's edited in a certain way where it's, like, you're definitely supposed to look at these two phone calls in pairs. And at first it's Shiv's, where she tells Tom. And Tom, like, leaves the room and he's just, like... She's telling him all this information, which is mm-hmm. so dumb.
Right.
But she's like, we're planning a takedown on dad, blah, 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 blah. And then it cuts to Roman doing the same thing with Jerry. And it ends with Jerry, I forget the exact quote, but being like, you just gave extremely
prejudicial information to yeah. a very powerful enemy.
Yes. And I'm like, oh my God. So if we're looking at it, like, Roman tells Jerry that, Shiv tells Tom that, it's like, you could say the same about Tom. It's like, you just gave a
yeah.
same information.
And the thing
to
is,
to an enemy.
Ugh, even better, right? We talked about last season, Roman wanted to get married to Jerry because he wanted to have yep. this, like, bond between the two of them
yeah.
that, like, can't be broken or whatever. Like, have this person's undying trust
yeah.
literally signed into law because we are yeah. now wedded to one another.
Right.
Shiv and Tom have this relationship where, like, they are married, but they can't trust each other.
Yeah.
Roman and Jerry have this relationship where they're not married, but they do. Like,
yeah.
I really think... Yeah. Even though Jerry's wisdom or whatever is very, very prejudicial for herself, like mm-hmm. biased towards herself, she still gives an honest answer. Like, yes, you could win. You probably don't come out as a CEO, but like
yeah.
you could be successful doing this.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be more successful if you went with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously this is, you know, whatever information from the enemy, but like, yeah, man, you really got to think about your own interests here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just like fun. It's again, chosen family, LGBT coded. Like, I love Roman and Jerry.
Yeah. It's interesting also, while we're on like relationships and stuff in this episode, seeing the way characters say I love you to each other here. Mm. And the fact that, yeah, there's the whole scene between Tom and Shiv.
Oh my God.
Where she's like, you're going to say I love you too, right? Which I love that because she, it shows that she kind of registered the first time he said thank you.
I forget what the... I'm glad we have a balanced love portfolio. Of course I remember the Tom line. I didn't write it down. I knew
it's
it.
It's an iconic line.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it just feels like so filtered and not like real love. And you only really get... Like, they only say I love you to each other if it's like they get something out of it.
Yeah.
And the same thing happens with Greg and Ewan, where they have that talk where it ends with Ewan being like, sorry, my...
Your bracelets are
clacking.
My
beads are jingling. But Ewan's like, yeah, I'll set you up with a lawyer because Greg doesn't want to side with Kendall or Logan. Mm-hmm. He wants to go like somewhere independently. And he's just like, I love you. Thank you. And it's like, really only said that because it's like he did something for him. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's how the Roys function. It's like there's no actual love going on.
Yeah.
It's just like a matter of like, what did you do for me? It's really like a portfolio. Like, he's kind of right.
I really believe in true love between Roman and Jerry, though.
That's what I'm saying. And that, well, that works.
Because it's a very organic connection that did not need to happen. Like,
and
they
it's the
truly
same
found
thing
it for,
of Greg and Tom, kind of.
Yeah.
In like, a very different, but...
They keep giving each other information, too. Like, Greg told Tom, hey, did you know Shiv's here?
Yeah.
And Tom told Greg, like, I'll try and cover for you, basically. Like,
right.
I'm not going to tell Logan you're sitting there with Kendall.
Right.
So,
and then there's fucking Marcia who shows up.
I wanted to talk about this
so
badly.
And we have, I have a million questions.
I'm so excited to tell you.
Okay.
Well, first of all, her entrance in a pantsuit fucking slay. I don't think we've ever seen her in like a pantsuit or this like formal attire.
Comes out with like this gold bracelet. It's beautiful.
Which totally shows how much she's changed, right? Because she's the one character who didn't dress in that businessy whatever.
Yeah.
But then the second like... She's just, it shows that she's also sort of been poisoned by this well of Roy's sickness, like in the way she dresses.
Yeah.
She comes in, has immediate chemistry with Logan, mm-hmm. like the way they say hello and like their knowing eyes, and she touches his blazer and it's a little sexy.
It's sort of sexy.
But she's basically like, you know, you really humiliated me sleeping with Rhea Jarrell.
Yeah.
However, you know, obviously we still have something here. I also stand to make a lot of money off of this. Mm-hmm. So basically what she does is like, I don't remember if they're getting divorced or not. Like, I don't think they ever put, you know, ink to paper. But basically, she's like, you will pay me a lot more to be your wife now. Because imagine how horrible it would be if we did get a divorce.
Right.
So Amir is going to be set for the rest of his life. My daughter, who I did not know existed, is going to be set for the rest of her life. And I will make a lot more money by being your wife. And I'll fly around with you. And I'll kiss you and whatever.
Yeah. So there's all that. She talks it over with Hugo and lists out the reasons. But then that scene ends with her like going in and like massaging Logan's shoulders.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that was so like, what is your read on that?
I think
it was so odd to me because it's like, she's really only doing this like to get all these things.
I think they do have chemistry and they do have a certain tenderness. She's like caretaken for him when he's sick, you know, like it's hard to just let that go.
Yeah.
I think that fire is still sort of there. Like she is in that way, like real.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
He must have incredible dick.
That's how we got here. That's how
she's
got dick-matized. This far. Yeah,
she's
dick-matized.
No, but I think that, like, that, you know, connection is still there. So, you know, she can secure her son's future, her daughter's future, too, or whatever. But also, you know, she doesn't hate the guy.
Yeah. I just don't remember her. I mean, I don't want to spoil anything. I don't even remember it myself. But, like, for my memory, this was, like, one of her only times she shows up in the season.
100%.
Which is why it's so odd to me that it ends in this, like, oh, they're back together kind of vibe. But it's not really. It's, like...
I think it just sort of outweighs the everything else.
Yeah.
She has this tenderness, this fondness for him. But also, he humiliated her.
Yeah.
And she doesn't really like being... She doesn't like the vibe. Mm-hmm. She likes money. Like, I don't know. I could see all that stuff outweighing the connection that she has with him.
Yeah. Should also note, this is very small, but the fact that her actual like position on Logan was like hands on the shoulders.
Yeah.
A very common position in this show that I will come back to, mm-mm-mm. but.
I mean, like, remember season two, Logan had that position over Kendall, like, during the Turnhaven scene?
It's just, like, it's, like, it represents, like, sort of, like, security between the two. And it's, like, we're good together.
Oh, I thought it was, like, I have power over you.
It's, like,
oh, I see.
You're secure, but under this other person's power.
Right.
And that's, yeah.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
It's spicy. Anyway, what else? Should we talk about the actual scene in the bedroom?
The meat
of the show, yeah.
The meat of Ken's pitch. Oh, go for it.
There was some stuff before the actual meat that I wanted to talk about.
Tell me.
Stewie sending in a Trojan horse.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He sends in a Trojan horse. So funny where, like, you know, Shiv sees it first, whatever. Kendall sees it with Jess.
Yeah.
And Kendall's like, what, a fucking Trojan horse? And Jess is like, do you want me to open it? Or...
I love Jess, for the record.
Yeah.
She's underrated character.
Then this is like kind of during the meat bedroom scene, mm-hmm. but like Kendall goes out to see Stu and he's wearing a leather jacket.
Yep.
And Sandy's daughter, Sandy Jr., is in the car.
I love watching this with subtitles because he's like, hey, Sandy, but it's Sandy with an I.
Yeah.
And then he's like, and hey, Sandy with a Y.
Yeah. So good.
I also love the fact that he was like in the bedroom. He's like, I just want to see my kids. I just want to hug my kids. There were never any kids.
And he just
went down there to see his boy.
His boy, his sexy boy in that sweet leather jacket. Homosexually opening the door for him and then getting in the car.
I love the fact that he's like, I forget what Stewie's like. He's like, brief, just keep it brief. And then he's like, back me. And he's like, well, maybe a little bit more than that.
Because Kendall's like, I could have like two paragraphs, two sentences, or two words.
Yeah.
And then Sandy's like, two words. Back me. Maybe more than that.
Yeah.
And what Kendall offers is like the original deal that we made in Greece. You will have more seats on the board.
Yeah.
You'll have cancel this fucking hostel takeover.
Right.
You'll have more power than you want. You'll get money out of it. Mm-hmm. And also my dad won't be on the board, so you can kind of have more free reign.
Yeah, yeah.
So kind of an attractive deal, kind of not. We'll see
Does it end amount to anything in this episode? Or
it does not in this episode.
Okay, yeah.
So then Kendall gets back out and, meat of the scene. Meat of what Kendall is pitching to the kids.
Yeah.
It's this like insane word salad tech jargon babble of it's kind of two pieces. What the future of Waystar can be, i.e. a omninational tech company that is the source of all news. Like, information will be more precious than water in the future, which then like also leads into his other argument of like, we live in a dying empire and like everything is crumbling around us. And if we do this, like we can fix the planet and it's the right thing to do because like we're the new guard, like the old dinosaurs, the old white, like straight men dinosaurs are coming out. And then Roman has like a pretty good line in the episode where he's like, oh wait, I have to scroll through all my fucking notes.
It's the band one.
Yeah, the like, we're the new generation, us, the multi fucking ethnic transgender alliance of 20-something dreamers.
Yeah.
And Comrade Kendall's like, U.S. supremacy is waning.
Yeah.
We can leapfrog tech. Da 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 da.
It's just cringy. It's really.
They also get on the topic of who knew what.
Yeah. Which. Oh, God. Shiv, I was going to write it down. Shiv has some line at the end of that argument that's like...
I was 15. I never got in the pool with them.
Well, there's that. Yeah. It's kind of like a why does it matter kind of thing. Like, does it make you feel better if you do know? Like, does it really matter at the end of the day kind of thing?
The thing is, we all know now. Like, it doesn't matter if we knew then.
Yeah, exactly. But there's this massive argument of like... And it kind of is sided because Connor is like, we knew... Kendall's like, we knew, and then Roman and Shiv are like, no, we fucking, what do you mean? Like, it depends.
Mm-hmm. Shiv has never worked at the company, and all she knew was, like, Logan and his friends smoking cigars and laughing about stuff, but she, again, was a teenager. Why would she know what they were laughing at? I really related to her in this scene.
Yeah.
It was really, like, I don't know, a deeply female experience.
Yeah. It's, I don't know.
And then... I did write down Kieran Culkin does a good Sarah Snook impression, but you're a hater, so it doesn't matter.
It's a good impression, but it...
Kendall then also says, I don't know what I think about Dad. I love him. I hate him. I'm going to outsource it to my therapist. He was going to send me to jail.
Right. Which, that's the thing, is, like, I feel like Kendall, the thing that takes both the siblings to, like, get where they need to be by the end of this, Kendall has been at since, like, last season.
Yeah.
Like, it's like he's just kind of, like, on this one path and can't really stop him. But it's like he's not, what he needs to do, I feel like, is get this through to the siblings. And he makes, like, all the wrong moves this episode.
Because they were almost going to agree with it when Kendall was in the car with Stewie and Sandy. Like, when Kendall wasn't in the room.
Right.
They were all coming to sort of an agreement, and they were all, like, watching it take shape.
Yeah.
The second Kendall comes back in, like, he somehow fucks it up again.
Yeah. Well, he blows it because I feel like he does a few things. He calls Shiv, like, the token woman or something like that.
The token woman wonk woke snowflake.
Yeah.
It's not what I think. It's just what people think.
And then he, like, cusses Connor out. Yeah. He doesn't really do anything to Roman, but Roman... Also, a cute detail.
He just says you're a fucking moron.
Yeah, Roman brings him these treats from the airport, which was so sweet.
Yeah.
And it just... I hate Kendall so much in this episode, because it's like his thank you... He doesn't say thank you. He's like, that's very sweet in a, like, super robotic way. And I'm like, he's such a piece of shit this episode.
Yeah, I think it's just interesting to watch, like, a man's psyche crumble.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of... I like the drama.
I like it. Don't get me wrong. I think it's great. I'm just like...
It was awful to watch, though.
It's awful to watch.
I learned some words this episode. Would you like to hear?
All from Ewan?
No, one of them was from Ewan. Meretricious.
Dropped so many crazy words.
Yeah, Ewan was like, I found Kendall's display something in Meretricious. The first episode I knew. Meretricious means apparently attractive, but having in reality no value or integrity.
Literally the perfect word to sum it up.
Kendall says, Shiv, are you not backing me? Is it cowardice or avarice?
Right.
Avarice is extreme greed for wealth or material gain.
Big words this episode.
Good
of,
words.
A lot of good words.
Definitely gonna steal them.
Yeah. I guess we can just skip ahead to Kendall's meltdown when they all walk out, which is, it's so, again, this is what I wanted to bring up last episode, is like the hypocrisy of it all, of being like trying to be this like revolutionary, like, and then calling Shiv a bitch and just...
Yeah, like only useful for her teats.
Just awful insane writing. Misogyny.
Hated that. I hate the word teats.
Horrible. Yeah. It's, yeah.
Grow
it just
up,
gets really
say tits.
Ugly. Say tits. Say Wait. Honkers.
you're huge heavy naturals.
If he said that to Shiv, then imagine Kendall Roy saying naturals.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
We're awful.
Yeah. I so he has the meltdown. They all walk out.
Right.
And then there's a scene where Logan's getting off the plane. There's a nice little detail where Tom is like, nice work, Jerry. Implying that it's like they're both kind of in on.
Oh.
Because Tom told Logan about the takedown. Logan, I think, told Jerry, and they kind of all, that trio worked together to skew them out of it.
I didn't realize that.
It's almost like sort of foreshadowing. It's just the tap on the shoulder Tom gives Jerry of like, nice work, Jerry.
Interesting.
It's like they were all.
I didn't clock that.
I love, this is a great season because like all the shit that matters isn't even shown. It's like,
yeah.
Just it's like implied so quietly and you're like, oh, so many like alliances. It's great. Amazing.
When Logan gets off the plane, he tries to say hi to Roman and like reaches his hand out, and Roman like recoils his face.
Yep. That's kind of sad.
Ouch.
Knowing the relationship and where it goes, it's like, yeah, it sucks.
And then the
leash he has him on.
Logan gets in the car with Shiv and he's like, I would have liked a hug. And she's like, I'm sure the press has plenty of shots of me. And
yeah.
He's like, I just would have liked a hug. That's a lie.
Yeah.
Like everyone can just see that he's being so manipulative. They see like right through his lies this episode.
That's what I like about this show, though, is, like, you'd never really know, because I'm like, damn, or is it just that soulless where it's, like, the man can't have a hug? But also, yeah, you're right. It was fully, like, just for the photos. It's like he's just lying through his teeth.
Yeah.
And then I wanted you to explain this part a little bit. The
Please.
Jerry Kelman line that he gives Shiv in the car.
We have a full suit of armor whose name is Jerry Kelman.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's just, it seems like he, like, kind of eggs on Shiv. Just to egg her on?
Yeah, it could be that, like, the company will be protected and Jerry might take a lot of, like, a suit of armor necessarily takes a lot of beatings,
yeah.
Right? So maybe Jerry's name is going to get dragged through the mud so that Shiv can eventually rise to the top.
Right.
If she's a president now, Jerry's going to go down in all these, like, DOJ investigations and Shiv can then become the, like, new clean hand and
gotcha.
CEO. Maybe that is, like, the pitch that he's implicitly giving her, but I also didn't know how to read that line. Like, that's just a
It's tough because I'm like, first of all, why is he telling Shiv this? I guess that makes sense. But also Shiv, when he says Jerry looks like devastated, like she just, she's feels like she didn't want to hear that. And I'm like, I don't know why. It's a tough one to read.
It is a tough one to read. It's very dense. Cause it's like Logan saying like, well, the company is secure because Jerry is now the CEO. So like good news for you. But Shiv's like, that's bad news for me. I wanted to be CEO.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Ugh.
And I love the whole time this is happening, Tom is, like, watching from the passenger seat.
Mm-hmm. And Jerry's in the car with Roman, and she's CEO now.
Yep. It's amazing.
Delicious.
That's pretty much the episode, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
Brian Cox in the post-interview, like, they're all talking about the donuts, and everyone's like, I think the donuts mean this. I think the donuts mean that. Brian Cox is just like, maybe Logan didn't know about the donuts. Maybe they're a nice gesture. Smiley face. It's like, there's my boy.
It's our boy. I love the donuts thing so much because it is like sort of a manipulation thing that we were talking about in season one, where it's like, it just looks like a dad, you know, like your dad brings you donuts. Mm-hmm. Like it just humanizes him. And it's just so funny that they act like it's like a bomb or like poison. Right. Like, stay away from the donuts.
Connor, don't eat that.
Yeah. And it's so cool that like Tom is the reason the donuts got sent there in the first place, you know?
Interesting. Tell me more.
Well, it's just, I mean, Shiv tells him about the takedown. Tom is there.
Yeah.
And I feel it's hinted at in the beginning that it's like Logan's really trying to get information out of Tom about Shiv. And he won't really budge at first. But it's like, I feel like he cracks pretty fast. They don't show it, but who else would have told him?
Right.
Not Jerry. Nope. Gotta be Tom, because they heard about this from Jerry, Jerry heard about this from them. So anyway,
love it.
Anyway, yeah, that who won and who lost.
Ah, God, did anyone fucking win? Kendall lost because he lost all of the support
Kendall
from his siblings.
Lost big time. Yeah. I put down Jerry again.
Yeah, Jerry's kind of on a winning streak.
She's doing all right.
Look
you
at
know?
Her go.
She's single-handedly responsible, I would say, for getting the siblings to push out because
and keeping Roman in the fold.
She got Roman. It's dude, this show is a lot like chess. It's like you get the right pieces and it like changes the whole thing. It's amazing. So that's the episode. It's going to be a good season. It gets a lot
I think it really ramps up
better.
From here.
Yeah. It's going to be so interesting to do this podcast season 4 when we don't know the ending and we have to talk about it blindly.
I'm so dumb when I watch television. Like, I'm going to say everything wrong.
It's going to be crazy.
I'm just going to be like, he smiled at her. That means something. Ooh, trouble's brewing.
Well, this show is always like, it makes you feel like something's happening and then it like takes that away from you.
Yeah.
And then the last minute, they're like, no, it was happening. And then you're like, fuck.
Yeah,
this whole
it
time.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for listening.
Anything to plug?
Twitter. I don't know. Rundquist Karsten.
Oh, look at that.
I made a dumb tweet a few days ago.
Oh, no. Did you get canceled for it?
No, I just said a Boy Scout cookie is a cheeseburger. And it's not a funny tweet at all.
Damn, that actually is funny.
It is funny?
Yeah, oh, it's close. I think you could have picked a funnier
it's
food.
All right.
The
yeah.
idea of a Boy Scout cookie is funny, but cheeseburger, like, it doesn't land as hard.
It's not that good, no.
You should have said, like, I was going to say graham cracker. No, there's something funnier.
A Cheez-It. No.
Oh!
That's decent. A pretzel.
No. I like Cheez-It.
All right. Anyway, thanks for listening.
And as always.
Wait, Marsha impression? Suck off.
You look at me like we were in an improv group and we were supposed to do it at the same time.
Suck off.
Suck off.